Starting with a talent assessment can be very helpful in understanding your baseline in order to know how it is that you're supposed to support individual reps. So let's talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely, Crystal. And you're spot on. Talent assessments help us to understand where we are. It helps to create a baseline. So the first step in a quality talent assessment that uses data to help inform decisions and those learning plans is to define what the roles are and what the competencies are for those roles. If you don't define something, you can't work toward it. So it's very important to have very clear descriptions in order to successfully lay out what is necessary. The second step is to create a behavior-based assessment. This lets us understand, in a given scenario, how's an employee behaving? Are they doing the right things? Are they doing things that can be improved upon? Or do they just really need ground-up coaching? Behavior-based scenarios help us to understand those. But the third step is to use that data, but then enrich it through a 360 survey. 360-degree surveys help us look above, below, and next to the employees to get more context around their behaviors, around their competencies, and their fit within a given role. And then lastly, we synthesize and wrap all this up to be able to identify with additional facts, such as historical win rates or ASP or whatever historical color may be necessary in that given role. We bring all of that together to come up with that plan for whether it's skills or context or whatever that individual needs to be their most successful participant in the organization.